5-shekel note and gets back 1 shekel of change. The problem is that the storekeeper sells Shemitah produce, and therefore the money which is in his cash register may be Dmei Shvius. How can I take back the 1 shekel of change? This is what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about in Sefer Mincha Shlomo. So, let's figure out what happened over here. I gave him a 5-shekel note for 4 shekels worth of payers. Give back a shekel of the money which is in his cash register, maybe Dmei Shvius. How can I take back the 1 shekel of change? This is what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about in Sefer Mincha Shlomo. So, let's figure out what happened over here. I gave him a 5-shekel note for 4 shekels worth of payers. Give back a shekel change. So Shlomo Zalman tries to say what really is happening over here is I'm giving him only 4 shekels. I don't want to give him 5 shekels. I want to give him 4 shekels. That's how much food I bought. It's as if what happened was that there was an automatic exchange for the extra shekel in my 5-shekel note, which you really can't cut it, can't cut off 20%, but abstract, the extra shekel in the 5-shekel note is automatically exchanged for the 1 shekel which he gives me back change. For this reason, we don't say that the shekel which I have in my pocket, which I got from the storekeeper, is Dmei Shvius, because it started off in his cash register. Rather say, no, the extra shekel which I gave from the 5-shekel note, that shekel has the status of Dmei Shvius, and the shekel which he gave me, it's free and clear. That's the Sefer Mincha Shlomo, Simen Mem Hei. But his Lashon is very interesting. Because then he points out by saying, if I want, I could tell the storekeeper so explicitly. He said, listen, I'm making you an exchange. We understand what's happening over here. I'm giving you, I don't have any change here. I only have a 5-shekel bill. And you, I'm buying only 4 shekels worth. He said like this, give me the shekel, and I'm giving you the 5th shekel of my 5-shekel bill instead of that shekel. I could say it, I could spell it all out. Shlomo Zalman says that if I spell it out, it works. The impression which is conveyed from my reading of Lashon of Shlomo Zalman was that once it's possible for me to say it, there's no need to say it. Because it's not meagre, because it's stomach perusho. I don't want to get stuck with any Dmei Shvius in my wallet. So since you can't say it, it's as if you said it. That's how I read the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo. I'm not sure if that's correct, but that's how I read it in Simen Mem Hei. And the poskim quote is the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok. Minchas Gzera Shova. We have here the Minchas Yitzchok B'Shleimusa, all 10 volumes with the Mafteach, Marechas HaMincha. We have a full set. And the Minchas Yitzchok Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Chof Tes. He doesn't go for this business. He said, if you go into a store and you give him a 5-shekel bill and he gives you back a shekel change and this storekeeper sells payer shvius, what you must do is take this shekel, buy fruits, and eat those fruits, the kedusha shvius. Give it all the halachic status of dmei shvius. So writes the Baal Minchas Yitzchok. Problem. What do you do if it's after the beer? We haven't gotten to beer yet. We only mentioned it in passing. We'll get to it next week, Mr. Shem. What does beer mean? After a certain point in time, you can't just say, well, I'll eat the payers with Kedusha Shvius. It's Asarach Ila. Now eat it. So what if you go into a store, it's after this amount of beer, and he may give you a shekel, and that shekel is Dmei Shvius Achar beer. So the Minchas Yitzchok writes, I don't know. I have no eitzah. go find change somewhere else and give him 4 shekels. Well, then, so I tell him, keep the change. What do? You can't, you know, the people say, keep the change. But you can't, if no ain't eitzah, ain't tzvunah, if there's no eitzah. Of course, you know, we spoke about it in the past, various haterim, it's kedushas, it's paris, nachrim, hetter mechira, but then what, I don't go with any of this kind of stuff. They're going with the ikar adin. So I was wondering, would Reb Shlomo Zalman's trick work after Zman Abir? He doesn't discuss it. He says, stop. You can make a change. This money for that money. So I was wondering, does that trick work Achaz Man Abir or not? So Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't say a word about it. From the fact he says he doesn't say a word about it led me to the impression that his trick works even the Achaz Man Abir. That he maintains that if I have to make Shvius Lachar Abir, which is, you can't eat it, it's really usur, basically. But still, you can exchange it. The same as Demei Shvius, I could exchange Sugin Sukkah. We mentioned a regular brief reference to it. Derech Mekach, Derech Hilul. It's a whole discussion which the poskim have. So you can exchange one for the other. So the same as you can exchange Demei Shvius before the beer for something else. And now the new money has the characteristics of the old money. They have to use it to be Ochel Kedushas Shvius, Pes Kedushas Shvius. So too, one could imagine, they could exchange Dmei Shvius Achar Abir, and then the new money is Kaddish, and you can't, and you have to throw it out. And the old stuff is Het Gamma. So I'll give it to the storekeeper, let him worry about it. What he'll do with it. Obviously, we're working with an assumption, we don't care what the storekeeper does. He has a Het there, whatever he has. You know, we can't worry about him. We're worried about ourselves. Till I saw the Chazon Ish writes in Simon Yud Dalet, Sivkot Yud Gimel. He writes, based on the Gemara Zvochen of Ayin Hey Omud Beis, and a Shnos Elio in Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, he thinks that Dmei Shvius is no, after beer is no chil doesn't work. It only works before beer. Then I can exchange it, and the new money has you have to buy fruits and eat them with Mishnah Shvius, and the old money is Het Gamma. I would have thought the same thing applies to Dmei Shvius and Achar Abir. That you can exchange it again. The new money has din of Dmei Shvius and Achar Abir, which is Asur, and the old money is Mutar. He says, no, it doesn't work. He doesn't really explain too much why. He says, quote, the Gemara. So Diuk and the Gemara and the Shnos Aliyo about Truma and Shvius, that's what it comes up. You can't make Truma into Shvius because it's going to cause Hefset, Mishad Shvius, after the beer, it's going to cause Hefset Truma. You know, maybe in Kutch in the base of Psul. You can't make Truma possible. That's the mission over there. So the problem is, what do you mean? What's the problem? Just do pidgin. So I'll take the Shvius money, I'll buy Truma, and if it goes past the beer, no problem. I'll just exchange it. Says Chazon Ish, you can't exchange it. You see from there, once it's the beer passes, it's, the money is finished. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman's trick won't work either if you assume this. I'm wondering, he doesn't deal with the issue. I don't know what he holds on this matter. Don't know. He pointed out that there's a... Yes, sorry. Hey, Shvius, you have to buy an apple and then... Fruits, vegetables, what, any food? Ice cream? Well, you can eat anything with Kedushas Shvius, I think. I'm not... What is it then? Why anything? No, any food. Any food. I don't buy Shvius to get food. I can buy ice cream. Wallets. We have 2 pop Shvius, 2 wallets. I don't know how they do it. It's a good coin. I guess they keep the, they keep the little, they change in a different pocket. People do it for other reasons. Some people sometimes have stock money they carry around. They put it in a different pocket that shouldn't get mixed up with the regular. So they have now Shvius money. Yeah, I guess so. This is a sugya in sukkah, which teaches us is a thing called derech mekach and derech hil. What does that mean? Derech mekach means if I sell something, buy it through the sale, so the kedushas shvius transfers from one item to another. What does derech hil mean? No, it's a halachic pronouncement. I hereby exchange the kedusha from this item to the other item. Does that work? It's a machlokas in the Gemara. And the Gemara comes out of the Maskana that the pre-Rishon, the original pre, which was originally grew on the ground and had Kedushas Shvius, Derech Hilul won't work. We pass when it comes to pre-Sheni that Derech Hilul works, which means the thing which did not, was not originally grow, it's the ice cream. I have this meshuyot, I buy ice cream. Then I change my mind, I want to have ices instead. So I switch from the ice cream to the ices, and then the ices becomes kosher meshuyot, and the ice cream now is not. And you can go on like that. You like those examples, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Ice cream, ices, all kinds of good food. Yeah. What's the hesbar adavar? So the Torah Siroim, from Talmud from Brisker Rav and Chazanish and Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, that same Mishnah, is the following hesbar. He says, a tvises domen by Perek Shvis, what's a tvises domen mean? It's a chiddush nifla, that I can have a Perek Shvis, and all of a sudden I exchange it for some other item, and the other item becomes Kaddish. It's Xeris HaKosav, Tia. Xeris HaKosav, what kind of din is that? So he explains as follows. That Shviyas Tia Bavayasa Tehe, that the original din of Tfisas Dama means, it's like by Avodah Zorah, the whole discussion, if I change Khalifa Avodah Zorah, so the money becomes Asa, but the original thing remains Asa. So the original thing, the original pre-Shviyas, which is going to remain Asa, it's going to remain Asa no matter what. So the whole discussion of whether it applies, how Shvius is different than Avodah Zarah, the same as Avodah Zarah, it's a very long story over there. But the bottom line is, there's a greater chumrah with respect to the original pre of Shvius, which should have really been Kaddish no matter what. It should have been Kaddish no matter what. Only thing is that we say that there's a special Gzeres HaKosav, that if you sell it, so it changes. As opposed to the pre-sheni, he explains. What's pre-sheni? It means not, it didn't grow. It didn't grow, so it didn't really have the original intrinsic kedusha. So kind of the tfisas dama on the demei shvius is a special din of pidyon, he says. It's like pidyon. Pidyon was, because the original thing is yotzei l'chulon. So the pre-shvius. So they go from the pre-shvius to the ice cream to the ices. So the ice cream goes l'chulin. Right? You use the ice cream for, for eating the shvius. The ice becomes kosher. That's just a din of pidyon. A din of pidyon, I can do it with derechil. I just make a pronouncement. But the original pre-shvius, you can't, the chil wouldn't work because it's a different kind of a din completely. There's no such, you can't move it over. It's going to stay austere anyway. It's a cold. Arichas Dvarim in the Torah Zvarim to explain what has been, in fact, is true. And now, talk about ices and ice cream, I have a big question. What's worth more, ices or ice cream? Ice cream. We gave a bad example. Because the Chazon Ish writes, you have to do it shava b'shava. There's a famous rule that comes to pidyon, hek b'shava mona, shechilo, shava prudos mechulo. So the Chazon Ish writes, that's why that's replied, the heck, especially with Zman Hazeh, we have to throw it out anyway. So yes, yeah, so that's what we do. Maisa Sheni is a question we make in Zman Hazeh. But over here, we don't throw it out, we eat it. So if you have an ice cream which is worth a dollar, and ice is worth a half a dollar, you cannot change, if you buy two ices, oh, even better. You buy two ices for the ice cream. It has to be worth the same amount of money, otherwise you're belittling the Kedushas of Perish, because against the Rosh Sulio, who's making for the Yevit though, for the Yevit of the Chazon Ish, it probably would be good. And maybe if you make a lechatchila, if I want to save my friend from sin, my friend that's Perish Shvius money, I know it's Dvei Shvius money, and he doesn't know anything about any of these things. He doesn't know. So the person Kedushin of Nunvo, Zochel Odom, I can take care of his Perish Shvius and transfer it to my food. So if I'm doing it as a quote unquote good Samaritan, quote, that's not good to me. I'm just trying to save him from an avera. If I'm going to have to take a match of dollar for dollar, I'll go broke. So then I can take a dollar, and then I can buy a penny and buy a little bit, a tiny piece of, of course, the penny these days. Nothing. What's the cheapest kind of food you can buy? Piece of gum. That costs a dollar by now also. What? A piece of gum for the dime. Maybe you can still do that. A nickel. So then you can do that in order to save him from an aver. That's the Chazon Ish is okay. That's the Dievah situation. Okay. Rabosai, with this we conclude our analysis of the sugya of Schora. We're ready to proceed to the next sugya. Brand new beginning. Yes, Uri. value, a greater value for sure. If you want ice and buy ice cream, well, that would be okay. Tosefta Rabosai, please. Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph. Start there. And please open up. As the Tosefta as follows. A mochwin peiros shvius lechoshud ala shvius elamozin sholosh sudus. Bamed ramamurim bedovra miskayim. Avol dovash ein miskayim afilu meya suudos mutter. That's the Tosefta, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, Masechta Shvius. What does this mean? What do I mean? Why should it be? We have a klal, which we made reference to yesterday, the Gemara in Sukkah. Ein mosrin dmei shviyis l'choshed l'amoretz more than Muslim gimel sudas. Here it says that v'zdava shenem v'skayim even mei sudas is mutter. Why? So the Chazon Ish writes as follows. We have a klal godel, which we said in the very first day of Shia. Who remembers? It's already almost 2 weeks ago. The opening day, opening shir, we squad the Gemara in Avodah Zarah after Tzvav and Beis, Talinon Lahokel. If I will give you land, maybe you'll lay fallow in Shvius. A question of an animal, work on a Shabbos, we allow it to be Talinon Lahokel. If I give you Perish Shvius, now you can eat it one of two ways. You can eat it B'Kedusha, you can eat it Shalom B'Kedusha. You can eat it, you know, I'll give you ice cream. See what? People I know that are around here and to this table, they eat up ice cream to the last drop, to the last lick. Nothing is left. Nothing. Zero. That's Bekedusha Shvius. No hefsid, no nothing. They're not going to give it away to the Acherim. No, they're going to eat it themselves. Yeah. So therefore, Talina Lahoka. Elamai, did something go wrong? Person's a Lashon. Ain Misper Ladinim. You look carefully. Ain Misper Ladinim is primarily about Dmei Shvius. Then you have to do something b'kum v'aseh with it. You go buy something proper, and how do you eat it? And maybe you have a schorah. If I give you an apple, you can go business with it. So talina lahakla, I'm allowed to sell it to you because I can assume that it's going to be eaten. And if the average person eats it, eats b'kusha shviyas. What? The hefzid. You can't throw half of it out. But most people don't throw half the food out. The schorah. The guy says they're not going to sell his food. He's going to eat it himself. He's not going to give it to Nochrim, most people. The average person, he needed to have a right to be told of the hook. So why then? So by Dmei Shvius, who's going to know he's going to buy it? He'll use it to buy... No, that's good. He'll use it to go bowling. Right, so something like that. So whatever he'll use it for. Say, but there's no Kedusha Shvius over there. So how do you know he's going to use it for? So he can't be told of. But if... It's food, so it can be made. Oh, so why? If it's davar hamiskayim, is it usher? The answer is the Chazon Ish says you're afraid of otzrei shvius, people who hoard shvius, and they'll start doing business with it. That's why you have to be machmer. That's the pshat in Tosefta, according to the Chazon Ish. Fine. So there's a very nice sefer, which we can call for sure, it's a long name, Shmitah Mamlachtit. Do you have that little sefer there? See, that's what you find on the spine. If you look at the front, it's a whole much longer title. But for Shmitah Kitzer, I think I mentioned you once before, no? Rabbi Weitman was in Toronto for a number of years, the Rabbi Faratzion. What a beautiful sefer. How to keep Shemitah, not just for the Machmirim, Charedim, you know, for the Amcha. How do we get them to avoid Hetter Mechira? He explains at the beginning why Hetter Mechira is no good, and even if it was good, we should try to avoid it. That's all Arichas Dvar. He talks about many things which are of interest, including this. It's like this. How can you tell me it's awesome for me to give Perish Shvius to an Amoras, to a Choshen? I ask you, he says. Let's say I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer, and I have a field. I have an orchard that apples are growing. And a guy walks in, I leave it as I, Do I have to give him a faher? I have to give him a bechina? If I not, you want to take my apples off my tree, we're going to have a bechina now. Do you know all the ein mitzvah ladinim sheshu b'kviya shvirt v'klusha shvirt? Do you know the hefes and give him that degli Yerushalayim book and ask him if he knows about peh? If he doesn't know, don't give him an apple. We never heard of it. Never heard of it. If a guy comes, a yid wants to take pay with, give it to him. So why? Aren't you afraid going to blow the Kedusha Shvi'is? So he writes here in the Sefer Shemitah Mamlachtit in Perek Yud Beis, footnote 17, that we don't find that the Torah has made it hefker for everybody. Not for a guy who's an Amor, it's him, it's not hefker. By the way, I did see that Torah, but she said it's impossible. I saw it in certain Svarim. They say a guy's going to leave the heaven, lose all the fruits to all the chofshim, they're going to take the fruits, how can that be? So that's part of their, has to do a little with the Otzer Bezna story, other stories, but the Akol Papashta says, yeah, a yid walks in and wants to take the parish fees, you have to let him have it, otherwise it's not really hefka properly. So Mimele, if I am if I'm a chover, if I'm nizer in shvius, and I give parish fees to an amoret, to a choshet, I'm not adding any mishal. That mishal was there from the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Torah. He said everybody is allowed to take shvius off the hefka. He could have taken it without me. That's his extra smart explain why I think the Chazanish is right. But then he quotes over there, when I asked to look at the original source, in the Sefer HaShmita. The Sefer HaShmita is Perek Ches, what's it say? Ches, right? What are the Sefer HaShmita there? Perek Ches, footnote 11. This is the old Sefer on this. Okay. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you. We have more than one, don't we? We have a few, three even. Look at this. So in Perek Ches, Ha'ara 11, it's as follows. Ches, Gan Perek Shvi'ez Atzmam, Ein Nostin Ve'morchon Amoritz. Quotes to Sefta, Perek Vav. He quotes that it's an Ofana Mishnah in Maisris, Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, the one I asked you to look at. Ofana Mishnah. What does it say over there? Lo Yimka Perek Shvius, the Choshen El Shvius. Aye, there are some who don't have the Girsa there, but the Rambam had the Girsa. Aye, the Rambam left it out. We'll go back and forth. Sorry, I left it out. Yeah, the Rambam relied on what he wrote that you don't give Demei Shvius to a choshud. As who said that? That the toast was anshe shem. He's gam tamu, Akanam left it out. What is the answer? He didn't leave it out. He wrote Demei Shvius, and Demei Shvius is exactly the same as Shvius. We thought not that way, because Demei Shvius is very hard to eat the Kedusha, if you get the right thing, and it's, whereas Perish, you have your starting with a head start. Oh. Or they suggest Shana Rambam. He relied on something else. Yes, he did quote something. In Perek Ches, in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says, Hakonim Chashudim Al HaShvitz. Why? Pishem Arim Hol V'Trumas Mutaras Lanaf Pishem Asurin Al HaZorim Kavachom Perish Shvitz. They make their big Kavachom. Any Kayanim here? Kavachom they make for themselves. So therefore, so you see therefore what? So, you can't give it to the Kohen because it's Chashav al HaShvi'is. Ram did quote it. He quoted it over here. He happened to quote it by a Kohen. We think it's a Kohen, only a Kohen. The same as he quoted it by a Kohen, says the Sefer Shmita, would apply to a Levi in Israel as well. Except we can't, you have to check to see if they're Chashudim. The average Kohen is Chashav. I hate to say it, forgive me, Kohanim. But that's what it says in the Rambam. Of course, today it would be different, undoubtedly. Because today, no? Is this quoted Allah Kol HaMaisa? Every coin is considered a Fashal HaShvius? I never heard of it. Why not? And he answers, Pasha, why not? They don't eat Truma. And the Truma is also, they can't eat the Matzias. Otherwise, that would be very interesting. Couldn't give a coin of Shpera Shvius. That would be very. Then one said it's Beferish, I just said. It's not a Pasha, that one. Yeah? I think it's not a Pasha. But, for the covenant of the Kohanim amongst us, I want to say that I don't think we consider them to be Chashurim al Hashivs Zman Hazeh. So the Chazon Ish, who is the Mekel, who thinks that it's okay to give Perish Shvius to a Chashur, says, Kohanim, it's a different din. Why is it a different din? It's a very interesting idea. Like this. Even if it's less than Gimel Sudas, and even if it's not a Davar Miskayim, it's still us. But I'm not making any distinctions. You can't, what he's trying to say in effect is, don't tell me that the Rambam quoted the Tosefta in a funny way here in, by Kohanim. Because then he should have distinguished between one and what? Gimel Sudas, not Gimel Sudas, Miskayim and not Miskayim. He didn't quote that over here. It's a brand new Gzeir when it comes to Kohanim. Special Gzeir. Special Gzeir. Oh. Special Gzeir. Better let it rot than give it to a Kohen. That's what he writes. If something, if in a different kind of situation, we say something which is roy for a chover and a choshut, so a matrit for the choshut as well. But if you have truma, which is not fit for anybody, because it can only be by a Kohen, and every Kohen is choshut, let it rot. That's what you have the chazan. This is a separate din. This is based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and it has nothing to do with anything else. Don't bring me any riots from Sanhedrin Chavav. It's a special din, in which case you can't say that the Rambam in effect quoted the Mishnah Mais Hasheni by quoting the Mishnah Sanhedrin. That's not what he did, because it's a different din. It doesn't give Sudas and it doesn't make a Miskayim. So you can't say that. You can't say that. Fine. So this is the Chazon Ish of Kol Shitosa, that there's no Isser to sell Perish Shvius, it's Talina Lahokel. Kohanim is different, because it can only be given to a Chosh. Fine. So that's the case, comes out, that the Rambam left out the Mishnah Nisris. Why? You could argue, that he was Mekel based on another source. We pass in Talina Lahokel. We quote it from Rav Chaim Berlin. Rav Chaim Berlin said that the Rambam left out the Mishnah and another Mishnah. Where's the other Mishnah? Perek Hey Mishnah Ches. Take a look there. It's the first Ma'am Malkum on the list. What's the Perek Hey Mishnah Ches? Lou, open up please. What does it say there? It says as follows. What kind of Paris? Presumably Pashup Shaz. What kind of Paris are we talking about over here? Paris Shvius? The guy is suspect. Maybe he'll take those pears and he'll take the seeds out and he'll start planting them. So Teres will make on the shell. So the Mishnah Perikei and Shvius is against the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni. So it's Machlok Stam Mishnayos. And Rambam is Mekel. Take a look in Batz, they call him the Reben Malki Tzedek. What is he saying? Umochel of Perish Shvius b'shas hazera, the davar shemalachta l'Yisrael leheteru, case of l'Yisrael is real leheteru l'shiocholam l'ochlam ochlam. So the rimbatz is b'perish. I can give Perish Shvius to anybody on Shmita, even though there's a possibility he's going to abuse it and misuse it. But it's the Mishnah, but we pass like Beis Hillel. We pass like this. So that's why the Rambam left out the Tosef, the Perek Vav, the Mehalocha, and left it out. Finished. Against the Rash. The Rash says that Beisham agree that Tol and Vachila, which is the equivalent of Zriya, only by Paroch or Reshet, which Shechid is infrequent, that he limits Beisham. That would work out with the Chaim Balin's Pshat, the Rash. But okay, the Rambam is not totally the comfort of the Pshat of the Rash. This is what Chaim Balin said. Vait. But Rav Chaim Berlin is cognizant that there are some of Farshim who interpret the Mishnah against the Rimbatz. It says over in the Mishnah, Mochalo Peretz B'Shatzes. It doesn't say Peretz Shvius. There are some of Farshim who interpret that Peretz means Peretz Shishis. Peretz Shishis. Nothing to do with Peretz Shvius. There's no raya from this Mishnah to Peretz. You're allowed to give Peretz Shvius to somebody who's kosher. Because Talin Elohim. No such Mishnah. And as a matter of fact, we might argue that therefore there's no raya to anything. There's a B'chaim will know. So what is Peretz Shishis? So what? But the lesson is the same. That even if you take the Peretz Shishis and too complicated to be able to do it properly. That's how Reb Chaim Berlin says. Indeed, the Sefer Torah Sa'oretz, where Reb Clearis from Tveria learns Pshat in the Mishnah over here, Peretz Shishis. And he explains that Peretz Shvius is also Limkar, even a Kol Shehu to a Choshen. Like Maestris, in the Mishnah Maestris, we start over in Perakei and Maestris, too complicated to be able to do it properly. That's how Reb Chaim Berlin says. Indeed, the Sefer Torah is a Oretz, where Reb Clearis from Tveria learns Pshat in the Mishnah over here, Pei Rishishis. And he explains that Pei Rishishis is also Limkar, even a Kol Shehu to a Choshen. Like Maestris, in the Mishnah Maestris, we start over the Perakei and Maestris, it doesn't say that there's a din of Gimel Sudas. No, not at all. There's no din of Gimel Sudas in Perakei, Mishnah, Gimel, and Maestris. So the Baal Torah Ha'aretz says that it's also to give Perakei Shvius to Ha'aretz even less than Gimel Sudas. Interestingly, we wanted to say before that Chazon Ish that Perei Shviyas is more kal than Demei Shviyas. Demei Shviyas is a little Gimel Sudas, and Perei Shviyas also is more kal, unless you're worried about a Miskayan because of Schora hoarding it, otherwise it's going to be Megil. Comes on the Torah, so it's like carrot. Demei Shviyas would give up the 3 Sudas, Chaye Nefesh, whatever reasons. But over here, even a Kol Shu was also, because they have to conclude with Maestris in the same Mishnah, and there's no dispensation of Gimel Sudas. That's what he writes. And he quotes the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The Gemara and Sanhedrin by the Kohen, there's no Gimel Sudas. That's exactly the Chazon Ish point. They have to prove that what? That Sanhedrin is a special din. Nothing to do with any of the regular than Perei Shviyas. And the Torah says, no, that is the regular than Perei Shviyas. Perei Shviyas is also B'mashu. I the Gemara and Sukkah by the Gimel Sudas, that's by Demei Shviyas. Perei Shviyas is worse, not better. Comes out very strange. 3 Shittas. The Tos Anshe Shem said that Perei Shviyas is the same as Demei Shviyas. The Chazon Ish says that Perei Shviyas is what? It's more kal, better than Demei Shviyas. And the Torah Sarah says that Perei Shviyas is more chomer than Demei Shviyas. No dispensation of Gimel Sudas. 3 Shittas. Wow. And he brings a raya from an orphan of Tosefta, the Torah Sarah. Look up, please. Perek Dal and Mishnah Gimel. Halacha Gimel, I should say. The one on the Maramah Kremis. Look them together. A mochrin peiros shviyas lachoshen ala shviyas. Finished. Echadron necholem, echadron shen necholem. Can't sell it to him. No, nothing about 3 sudas over here. Nothing. I saw in the Sefer Mishnas Yosef, that fantastic Sefer on Shviyas, he says, you know, since you have machlokas and various Tosefta between Perek Dalet and Perek Vov, can you give Perek Shviyas to a Choshen or not? And the Rambam perhaps left out the Mishnah because we pass like a Tosefta and Perek Vov against Tosefta and Perek Dalet and the Gemara and Sanhedrin with the machlokas. And the Rambam already taught us this. By Dmei Shviyas, you can give 3 sudas, and therefore comes out of Tos Anshe Shem. That's what he suggests. He likes the middle sheet, centrist view, that the Paris and the Dovim is exactly the same. Showing good. Comes along the Shemitah Mamlachtit, there in footnote 19, this is nothing doing. This Tosefta Perek Dalet is not an average case of Paris Shvius, and it's really, he's right. I mean, if you look at the Lashon, what does it say over here in the Tosefta? Ein mochin peiros shviyas lechoshen ala shviyas echad zroyim anecholim vechad zroyim shein anecholim. We're only talking about zroyim over here. We're talking about prime suspect seedlings that are used to plant. That's Perek Dalet and Halacha Gimel in the Tosefta. Therefore, there's a greater chance that he's going to plant it. A greater chance. Against the Milchas Bikurim. Milchas Bikurim says, Lo Yinag Malkudusha Shviyas, we're afraid he's going to eat it improperly, it's horror. No! Says the Shemitah Malachtit. It's all here talking about a question of what? Planting. That's why there's no Gimel Sudas. Palina Lechumra. But in the average, normal case of a customer selling apples, a storekeeper selling apples to a customer, so Palina Lechula. Take the apple, you take the Johnny apple seed. They take the apple out, the seed out, and plant it. Come on, that's less. That's a very infrequent kind of a thing. That's how he explains. That's how he explains. And that's why Dovah Shein HaMiskayim is in fact mut even more than Gimel Sudas, because, you know, there's nothing to worry about. But I have a problem. I discovered a problem. I was going on my merry way, assuming that really we have no problem as Manazeh with the whole story, because the storekeeper sells to the average Jew, the average Jew doesn't do any schorah, doesn't hoard it, no problem. So therefore, even if it's a Dover HaMiskayim, Rabosai, because today storekeepers sell Dover HaMiskayim all the time. Any canned fruits, vegetables, they can be Miskayim for years. But according to the Chazanish, it's no problem. It's not, if I sell you a can, go out the way you're going to take that can and go sell it? Which will undercut the yum-yum or something. What are you going to do? You're going to go to the business with your cans, the vegetables? What are you going to do? It's not shaykh. Who's going to go start selling cans of vegetables? I thought it was Heta Gama. But then I saw the Marie Kurkus. The Marie Kurkus is a different pshat, and I think it's a very good pshat. That's his body, but it's a very good pshat. He says the reason why you can't sell Dover HaMiskayim is a completely different reason. Nothing to do with Schora. But rather what? I asked him, look at the Marie Kurkus, even though I knew it was a tircha for you. Go dig up the shops of Frank or Rambam. I asked him, well, what? I want to see the reason. What reason did he give? What's wrong with Dover HaMiskayim? You'll keep it how long? Past what? Biur, Zman Biur. Lechor, that's a very serious problem. Zman Azeh. I'll sell you a can. You'll keep the can past the Zman Biur. That's a big problem. You ever see somebody has these bottles of wine? It's going to say on them, not that the new style is old, the best, but we'll get to that later. But the old Rabbanut wine, maybe even still have it, I think so, no? The old Rabbanut Carmel wine, doesn't it say on some of them, Nasa mi perish, vius mana beer, such and such? Doesn't say it? You are? Also says mana beer. Then mafa. But there's machmir, we'll get to later, we'll pass. Oh, no, that's the right. No, there is man beer. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Also, the best is know the beer, wanted to know it's the best. But you're right. They know Chanami. It says over there, man beer. Zav Shaila. How does the Otzer Bezdin allow themselves to sell this wine commercially to any? I said, Tom, the Ganari. Every Avraham Yitzchak Yankov can buy the wine if you're worried about Schora. Nope. But if you worry about the subsequent lack of beers at the end, so how do they sell it? If the Marie Kurkus shot is right, which I thought was a simple shot, how do you market payers, the wine, the Dover HaMiskayim wine, or vegetables, or fruits and cans? That bothers me very much. I don't know what to do about that. Unless I discuss that beer shouldn't apply for whatever reason. We'll have to discuss beer barichus, very much barichus. That's a very major topic. That your next week we'll get to it. We start it. So, but I don't know. Because Marie Kurkus was a very good pshat. I don't know. Anyone have a pshat? I mean, unless the Marie Kurkus was wrong. Chazal didn't say that. He said because he worried about hoarding it and schorah. But I thought his pshat was very good. Dover HaMiskayim, we can keep it till after the shas habir. I'm not making my own gzeris. I mean, this is a din over here, which is. Found in the Tel Sefta. Chazal Gimel Sudas. So much more than that. Tehora, I don't know. Let me ask you a question, Bechlal. Why is there so much Talina and Lahakal over here? There's so much Chaliyah there, so, you know, yeah, maybe you'll use it for this. Who are we fooling, Rabbi said? Who are we? We know what's going on in many of these Talina and Lahakals. So how do we have the right to do it? Should we say, Sveka Daraisa Lachumra? There's a suffix of an Issa Daraisa of what? What's it called? No, Rabbi said what? I don't hear you. No. If I give someone who may misuse it, what? Lift na evil or sitan mikshal, an Issa Daraisa. That's a Svega Daraisa l'chumra. Yeah? Look at this. Are you good? Very good, excellent. Excellent, if you'd have gotten somebody else, with only one problem. In the good old days, when everyone listened to the Chazal, so the Chaverim had enough it's a good question. What percentage of Klal Yisrael was Mana Mishnah with Chaverim? What percentage of Chashudim and Amei Oretz? So if they were mostly Chaverim Klal Yisrael, so then we could say that if you Amaratz, he couldn't get it from somebody else. If the Chazal would ask you, he'd be out of luck. If however there's a majority or a significant percentage of Amaratzim, then he could have gotten from his own kind, would have gotten it anyway. That's a good point. Yes? I don't know, you put a stumbling block in the path of a blind person, you can walk over it too. The famous stories about those, you know, there's all kinds of Maisala. Because it was blind and they put a stone and he missed it. Something went to the, you heard Maisala last night, was Maisala night. That's no Maisala today. But, especially the ones that are P. What was the lashon that was used? A P. Occult or some other word which was used by the yesterday's guest speaker. But let me tell you, Al Pi Derech HaNigla, what's happening over here. You have a Chazanish, I think, over there. Thank you very much. Why they weren't so mach when the snake of the rice of lift the evil of Sitan Mirshon. Explains it in a poetic fashion. Like this, we should have been machmir. In bonu la'achmir b'sveikas namin asa mirshol. Yeah, it's not as if we can just be machmir and we'll save it, we'll avoid mirshol. You're gonna get stuck on a mirshol too. What mirshol? Shenimna chesed v'dake chayim v'shalom me'atzmeinu mehem. We machshin ourselves. One of Avos Yisrael, Aleph. Avos Yisrael for every Jew. So if you're not, you're gonna say, oh, this Jew, if I can't give him this, he's going to do that. So he'll be a chesaron in the Avos Yisrael, also Mitzvah Darais. Who may have? So now we'll be machshel ourselves and vap the Recha Kamocha. And we machshel them, then we're not going to give them the chesaron which they deserve. Same like Amei Oretz, v'chayovim anachu l'achi osim l'etim imam. V'kol shkeim, shelo laharbo sino v'tachrus v'neinu v'neem. The Orvim Alo Sisna, the Chalav. You have to, it's an essay, but Alo Sisna, the Chalav. The old Kamalavin, She'ein Yisuron Kal, the Yisur Zeh, Shanuborim Lahatzel Osamimena. It's not more, that's Alo Sisna, no more Kal, no Sitan Mirshol. So you can't be Mafra all the way, because you're going to end up in a Mirshol anyway. So what do? Hilkoch Shoklu Chazal, the Peles, Ad kama sheyesh lisnag lekonsam v'limshok yodeinu mehem v'shelo nigro michsholim yose gedolim lahem v'lanu. Wow, this is explain. You have to be very careful. You know, yes. So that's exactly why Chazal was shokel bepeles. They took a scale. And they said, well, this we have to be machmir, never even is going to cost a certain amount of anamasu. This we have to be mekel. They had to sit there and in every single case and measure up whether you have to score a seder or seder b'schor. You need a chazal. Now the problem is, of course, we don't have chazal today. We have ourselves. I mean, we don't have the chachme hagamar anymore. So there are many cases which every individual sitting in the room here has to make the shokel b'pelis. You know, you're going to someone's house, should you eat, even though it's a shayla, and it's a chumra, and it's a heilos, a heta mechira, or maybe it's chodosh, or maybe a... Maybe, you know, even though I'm not going to eat chas, I'll eat the noodles, but you know, maybe I have the meat, because it was cooked in a pot, it's also serious shayla. Or maybe he doesn't have chol of Yisrael, or perhaps other things, you know, there are various shayla comes up. And you have to be shokel the peles. What's to be machma? What to be mekel on? By shmita gufa, you have to ask the kalim. All these things you have to talk about, and they come up in daily life all the time. I'm going to relatives and not so frum, and what do I do? There's always a cascade of problems. The Chazal gave us certain rules and regulations. We have to try to learn from them. The whole tshuva, and that's one of the minchas shlomo. I think I saw. He quotes the ksav sofer. By giving someone food, is that not going to make a bracha? And Shlomo Zalman, the famous Shuvah there, if you won't give it to him, if you give it to him, so you mach shuvah nisa the rabbanon of what? Of eating without a brocha, eating without washing. If you dafka don't give it to him, he sees you're not giving him food, then you mach shuvah nisa the right. That's what Shlomo Zalman has a line in one of his shuvahs there. Yeah? Ah, so you don't have to come on to this stuff. The Goyim, they're also worried about Eva. They're afraid that they'd go with the Ikir Adin, and the Goyim would come away out their shirts and say, you Jews, you know, or maybe we're afraid of that. I don't know, but all kinds of things are possible. I don't know. I don't know. Aside from Eva. Alright, maybe. Okay. Not a little bit not that way. That really might be a suffix by the rights of Mishnah. So you can say even if it's not a second rights of Mishnah, but the Rabbanu should have asked it. I'm not sure what he means. Maybe. Oh. So now, speaking about Choshut, until now we were discussing about giving Perish Shvias to a Choshut. Let us discuss for a moment about something about buying from a Choshut. Okay, the Rambam writes in Perek Ches, the same Perek in the Shemitah of Yovel, Halacha Yudalet, a new Gzeirah, based on the Gemishna of the Gemara and Bechoros, Afkof Tes. Oh, Bechoros. What does it say over there? Mishu Choshit Lasaschor Beperi Shviyas, Alishma Perosu Limko Man, Ein Lokim Nimenu Dovar, Sheyesh Alav Zikas Shviyas Klal. Zika? Did I get Zika? You can't buy any shaykhs whatsoever. What do you mean zika shvius? So the that's just how far do we go? Zika shvius. Rambam continues and says like this.